Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I got a charge from you guys, and I don't even know who you are.
We're a third-party call center that service multiple companies and over 400 products, but I can take a
what
look
do you
to
do?
See.
What do you sell?
We service over 400 products, electronics, all different types of products, gummies. But I can take a look to see what you've been charged for. Can I have your zip code?
32119.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Anthony Vega, V-E-I-G-A.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. Okay, do you mind verifying that email address for me, please?
tony4115.tv@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Please bear with me while this account loads. Okay, so do you recall going in on December 23rd, placing an order for the drone?
For a drone?
Yes.
No, I do not.
Okay,
I
so
don't even know how to, I don't have nothing. I don't know nothing about those things.
Okay, so just give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to get this account canceled out, and I'm going to get you switched over to the fraud department so they can assist you with that charge, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get you canceled completely out, and I'm going to switch you over now, okay?
Yeah, good. I just got one last question. My bank says you guys try to do it 3 different times. Is that normal?
So, yes, that is normal only because that it looks like when whoever placed this order, they enter into the membership as well. So it's a monthly membership where you receive a $135 voucher in your email. Now, when they tried to bill your bank did not allow that those charges to go through.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm all canceled out now. Nobody's going to try to charge my account, right?
Correct, and I'm going to send you over to the fraud department now.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.